Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you for the third straight game here on ScoresBroadcast.com from the Anna High School Gymnasium. The Anna Lady Rockets take on Jackson Center, first meeting of the season between these two clubs in Shelby County League play as we close out the first round of action in the Shelby County League this season. Anna 5-0 in league play, 10-1 on the year after the Tuesday setback here at the hands of Minster, 44-37. Jackson Center, meanwhile, is 7-3 on the season, 3-1 in Shelby County League action. The Jackson Center Tigers have dropped three of their last four. The last loss suffered by Jackson Center was also to Minster. That was on Monday. Minster beating Jackson Center Monday and a Tuesday in the game we covered right here on Scores Broadcast. No shame in that, these two teams losing to Minster. Minster, a Division IV powerhouse, Chuck, but the Jackson Center Tigers need to start getting back on the beam, especially at the offensive end. We'll have to do it tonight without Nicole Foda, 14 points per game score on the year.
Well, that's going to make it even tougher. We talked to the coaching staff, and they said they've really not shot the ball really well this year. And with Nicole Foda out, a six-footer that could get you some points inside, they're going to have to rely on Cassie Meyer. They're going to have to rely on Peyton Esser. And they've got the 6'2 Olivia Clark, who is a sophomore. And we saw her play some last year, and we liked her. I think she's going to turn out to be a pretty good basketball player.
We mentioned Nicole Foat seconds ago. 14 points in a loss to New Bremen this year, 14 points in a loss to Rushi this year, 16 in a win over Botkins, 18 points in an easy win over Lima Perry. She is able to drop 15 to 20 on you any night. Nicole Foate, outstanding player, should be back within a week. But between now and then, Jackson Center's got to somehow find a way to make up for that loss of offense. Cameron Elkert has had 15 points in a game this year. She drained two threes in that contest. Cassie Meyer is capable, no doubt. Yeah. Outstanding volleyball player. She registered 14 points in a win over Riverside this year. We've mentioned Peyton Esser. We've mentioned Pauline Meyer. Those two young ladies can score as well. Jackson Center's got to play good defense here tonight against Anna. Stay in the game as long as possible. Clearly, the Tigers are a big underdog, especially without Nicole Foate. But just 1 year ago, Jackson Center, in one of the two meetings against Anna, surprised the Rockets, beat them 43-40. So the Lady Tigers won't back down tonight, that's for sure.
Well, no, and they're very well coached. They're going to do the right things. They just got to put the ball in the basket. And one of the problems they're going to run into tonight is Avery Bensman, who, whether she scores for Anna or not, is the most disruptive on-ball defender in the Shelby County League.
Oh, she sure is. And she logged, I think, about every minute of the game Tuesday against Minster. We figured she would play every second of that contest, and I think she did, going wire to wire. Just about pulled Anna even against Minster in the last 2 minutes. Couldn't quite get it done. But you can expect Anna, led by Avery Bensman, to play very, very good defense here tonight. Anna's got a lot of scoring potential. It, too, like Jackson Center, after Nicole Foate, is pretty balanced. This Anna team features Nicole Barhorst at 12 a game. Avery's at a dozen a game. Macy Hulskamp at 11. Claire Spicer at 9. Anna missed a lot of makeable shots on Tuesday night, and you wouldn't expect Anna to continue all week long not making those short-range jumpers. Minster's defense bothered Anna, no question about it. But Jackson Center had better be on its toes, because Anna wants to come back strong after dropping game number one of the season on Tuesday night.
Well, and you're right, they missed some close shots, but a lot of it was because Minster did not give them anything uncontested. I mean, every time you went up, there was somebody in your face. Sarah Bettinger had a terrific game against Minster. And I think, you know, she has the ability to put some points on the board for the Rockets also. I'm a big fan of Macy Hulskamp. She's only a sophomore, and that young lady, before she's done, is going to be at the top of the Shelby County League in ability.
Chuck, you alluded to Minster's defense. Three field goals allowed by Minster in the second half to Jackson Center on Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing surprising about that, because they just pressure the ball every place. And I think that Anna has the ability to do the same thing tonight. They're going to pressure on the ball. They're going to pressure on the perimeter. And Jackson Center's going to have to be strong with the basketball. Yeah. Peyton Esser has to have a really good basketball game, not necessarily scoring, but handling the ball and not turning it over against the pressure.
You noted the 6'2 sophomore, Olivia Clark, for Jackson Center. She's every bit of 6'2, because I stood on my own shoulders down on the floor, Chuck, during the shoot-around, and I still could not reach her height.
Well, I saw you were talking to her, and I saw you were looking up the whole time, so I understand that.
But she's registered double digits in a couple games this year. In fact, she had 8 points on Monday night against Minster, going head-to-head against Courtney Pringer on the inside for the Lady Wildcats.
Now, that's two young ladies that are going to be very, very good before both of them sophomore.
Oh, well said, that's for sure. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors on hand for this game tonight between Anna and Jackson Center. Two Shelby County League girls teams go at it here at the Rockets Gym. Our major underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment at Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions at Adams Tech Solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Well, after the Jackson Center boys were beaten by the Anna boys last Saturday in the first of our string of three games here at Anna, the Shelby County League boys race tightened up, Chuck, and we've got a game tomorrow night which will play a big role as to who remains in first or second, because the Fairlawn Jets, with two losses in the league, host the Rushi Raiders, who have one loss and are tied with Jackson Center.
It's going to be a very good basketball game. And we saw the first one, and Fairlawn was in it the whole way, kind of fell apart at the end. But they're two very evenly matched basketball teams. I'm looking forward to it. That's our first trip to Fairlawn. That's a great place to go watch games.
It will be interesting to see how the new transfer, the move-in from Sydney, who sat out the first 11 games for Fairlawn, fares tomorrow night. He no doubt will play some. Kershawn Johnson is the young man's name. But he'll participate for the Fairlawn Jets and give the home team added depth, which it needs.
Yeah, they do need some players off the bench, and that will make them better. You got to be. He's been practicing. He's just not been allowed to play in the games. You got to figure out now a new rotation and how you're going to sub and make sure that he fits in. So, you know, there's going to be his talent is unquestioned. It's how they blend him in is how it's going to work.
Right. Back to this game here tonight. Anna hosting Jackson Center. The Lady Tigers did not play the first few weeks of the basketball season, getting a late start because of winning the Division IV state volleyball title. What a tribute to Coach Metz and the Jackson Center Tigers. Jackson Center had a superb team a year ago, even better this season, and brought home the big prize in 2015, the state D4 volleyball championship owned by Jackson Center in Shelby County.
Well, it was fun, and that kept the championship in Shelby County with Loramie winning it the year before, so that's where it's supposed to be.
Shelby County League girls standings, Anna on top, 5-0. Fort Loramie and Jackson Center even right behind it, 3-1. Those two clubs have not played each other yet. Will on Saturday. Houston's 3-2, Rushi 2-3, Botkins 1-4 in the league, and Fairlawn 0-6. We've got the starting lineups upcoming in a moment following our Star Spangled Banner. Our pregame is brought to you by the In-Between in Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Anna High School. We are minutes away from the start of tonight's Shelby County League girls game between the homestanding Anna team and the road club Jackson Center, which is being introduced right now. The opening five, Kennedy Reese at a guard, 5'5", and a sophomore. Olivia Clark in the post, 6'2", and a sophomore. Those two 10th graders are joined by a couple of seniors and a junior. Cassie Meyer, the junior, 5'11". Pauline Meyer, 5'7", a senior. Peyton Esser, 5'7", a senior. Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, both at about 8 points a game. Leading scorer on the year, Nicole Foad at 14 per outing, as we noted, is out for at least another week with an ankle turn. She suffered the injury a week ago in Jackson Center's win over Lehman Catholic. For the Anna Rockets, the opening five tonight is the same as it was on Tuesday when Anna played Minster here. Sarah Bettinger at a wing position, 5'8", a senior, 6 points a game. And, Chuck, she starred in that game on Tuesday night.
She was terrific.
Yep. She sure was. Avery Benzman, also with a good contest on Tuesday, 12 points a game, 5'6", senior guard. Nicole Barhorst at a wing, 5'11", a senior. Macy Huelskamp at a wing, 5'11", and a sophomore. Claire Spicer not opening in the pivot tonight. In place of her, at a guard spot is Holly Boyd, 5'7" tall, a senior, averaging 5 points a game. Opening tip-off to win the game, won by Anna. The Rockets in the white from top to bottom, green numerals, green trim. Jackson Center, the road, black with orange numbers outlined in white. Holly Boyd's got the ball straight away to Bettinger. Left side pass to Huelskamp. Jackson Center chasing all over the floor to man-to-man. Thrown toward the post to Bettinger, stabbed out of bounds. Good overplay on defense by Cassie Meyer. 22 seconds in, no score, not a shot taken. Bettinger inbounding, baseline right. Pitches to Huelskamp. On the weave to Benzman, who circles around, gets the ball, knifes into the lane, and hits a short running jumper. 2-0 Anna, that's the kind of shot on which the Rockets were challenged repeatedly on Tuesday and could not make, Chuck.
Exactly.
Jackson Center, a quick shot at the other end, throwing it down the floor long against Anna, blocked below the basket. Rockets come away with it. Barhorst, forecourt to her right. Benzman starts the attack way out high. Barhorst has it 25 feet away, still dribbles. Hands off to Avery Benzman. Benzman dribbling near the Rockets logo. Picked up by Kennedy Reese at the top of the key. Kennedy, a 5'5 sophomore guard. Here's Bettinger straight away to Boyd. Boyd drives down the right side of the lane. Good reach around on the play by Peyton Esser for Jackson Center, who got a mitt on the ball and forced to travel.
Kind of a surprise start by Kennedy Reese. She played two quarters of JV and then started varsity. That's kind of strange.
Tigers inbound in backcourt. It's Reese dribbling up and over the timeline. Hands off left side to Peyton Esser. I'm sure we'll see Olivia Clark, the 6'2 sophomore, before long in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, she is on the floor to start.
Yeah, they didn't start Elkert,
right. But Cameron Elkert is a commonly used substitute off the bench for Jackson Center. She'll be out there very quickly, I'm certain. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane, but Jackson Center, good effort. Ball pitched up toward the basket by Pauline Meyer, and she's fouled on the left shoulder and has two free throws coming. First shot hits the front of the rim, hangs, and falls off. It will be interesting to see what Jackson Center can do, Chuck, when it gets in its half-court game about getting the ball inside to the 6'2 Olivia Clark. Second free throw also short, and Anna's got the rebound. 2-0 Rockets. We played nearly 2 minutes. Bettinger in the post. Feeds Holly Boyd inside the arc, left corner. Long jumper floating off the rim, backboard no good. Rebound fumbled out of bounds by Jackson Center. Anna will play it in, baseline left of the basket. Bettinger triggers, out back to Barhorst, gets a two-person screen, lets it fly, a three-pointer, no off the iron. Rebound is gathered by Jackson Center momentarily, but lost out of bounds once more.
Yeah, not very strong hands right there the last two times. They should have had both rebounds.
Bettinger to Euleskamp. Avery Benzman, who slices down the right side of the lane and hits a running bank shot. She has made two field goals so far, Chuck, on which she would have been challenged nose-to-nose on Tuesday night by Minster.
Yeah, well, she does such a good job of keeping her eye on the rim when she takes it to the basket. She's a fearless kid.
Yep, she sure does keep an eye on the rim. And Avery only stands about 5'6", and she might be bragging a little bit about that.
I think she might have some lifts in those heels if she's 5'6".
Right. Anna knocks the ball out of bounds against Jackson Center in the corner. Tigers inbound, low on the left. Good play to Clark. Clark weaves, gets her 6'2 body around the defender, and flips in the short banker. Nice play by the 6'2 Clark, about whom we spoke a minute ago. How will she get involved in the Tigers' offense? Well, she just did. Olivia Clark starting the night for Jackson Center. Nicole Foate is out. Here's Anna with the ball on the perimeter. Benzman driving toward the corner. And the Jackson Center defender shuts her off late. She's moving. It's a foul. 4-2 Anna. Nearly 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Benzman to Bettinger, high left. Head coach Scott Dosick for Jackson Center down below shouting out instructions, as is Doug Martin for Anna to our left. Here's a steal by Jackson Center. Nice takeaway by Cassie Meyer. She romps down the floor, feeds to Esser out back. Ball handed right back off to Cassie Meyer. Esser 30 feet away on the dribble, now to Pauline Meyer. 4:45 to go, first quarter, 4-2, Anna up a bucket. Near side pass, it's Cassie. Cassie into the top of the circle, left open, behind the foul drop, foul line, pulls the trigger on a 16-footer and drills it. She'll take that shot all night long if you give it to her.
Well, they did a hedge, and then both of them went with the screener, and they forgot about Meyer.
Yep, miscommunication by Anna defensively. Jackson Center capitalized. We're tied at 4. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Benzman, 25 feet away for Anna, starts to drive, foul line extended left, leaves it behind her to a teammate, Barhorst, who hoists up a long three, a high one, off the brace, kicks into the corner, out of bounds to Anna. Game tied at 4. Avery Benzman, 2 buckets for the Rockets. Clark and Cassie Meyer, field goals for Jackson Center. Euleskamp on the arc for the Anna Rockets, gives it off to Avery Benzman, who retreats to near midcourt to set up the attack. Left side pass, Barhorst in the top of the circle, Euleskamp. Looks for Boyd or Bettinger on the inside, can't find him. That Avery Benzman, she's double-teamed on the drive, gives it to Bettinger. Here's a running shot off the backboard, hit the rim, almost went in. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Anna. Bettinger almost got it to go, but it was not the shot Anna wanted, Chuck.
No, it wasn't, and Benzman was getting ready to take another shot. Boy, she got her arm ripped off and no call.
Jackson Center brings it down to the timeline. It's Peyton Esser, the 5'7 guard. Boy, could she ever dig and set on that volleyball team. Here's a loose ball, top of the key, and it's taken away by Avery Benzman for Anna. She streaks down the floor on the run, missed it, no good, too hard. Jackson Center snares it, foul Anna. Common personal, Tigers will bring it down the floor. Well, we're at a 4-4 stalemate, 3:21 to go in the first.
Well, this is the pace that Jackson wants to see.
Sure is. In fact, in a game last year in the low 40s, Jackson Center upset Anna by three at Jackson Center. Driving down the right side of the lane is Esser into the top of the circle to Cassie Meyer. Shake and bake move, and she took steps. 3:05 to go here in the first. Anna ball in backcourt. Batting her to Avery Benzman. Token pressure, 60 feet from the goal by Kennedy Reese of Jackson Center. Pass to Hulskamp, right corner Barhorst. Cassie Meyer on her, nose to nose. Ball rotated around the top of the key to Benzman. Cross-court skip pass, low on the right to Hulskamp. Throws across the bottom of the key to Barhorst. To the foul line to Bettinger, open, 15-footer, hit the flange, no good. And Barhorst climbs the ladder going over the back on the rebound.
Yeah, good box out that time by Esser.
We are tied at four with 2:43 left to go here in the first quarter. Up Jackson Center has kept everybody out of the scorebook for Anna except Avery Benzman. Very good defense by the Tigers here at the outset. Anna not shooting it well. Just like the Rockets did not shoot it very well on Tuesday against Minster. Kennedy Reese between the circles for Jackson Center on a weave to Cassie Meyer. 2:20 left to go first quarter. Meyer goes down the right side of the lane, whips a no-look pass to Kristen Ware, a 5'10 junior, who's in off the bench. Fired a two in the right corner, too hot to handle, goes out of bounds to Anna. Midcourt Benzman. Hulskamp tries to set a high screen. Instead, the ball goes to the right to Barhorst. To Bettinger, left side, Macy Hulskamp. Very good, tight, shifting man-to-man employed by Jackson Center. In fact, Avery Benzman and Holly Boyd were almost sandwiched near midcourt. Benzman frees herself up on the dribble. Goes foul line extended right to Sarah Bettinger, who loops in a 16-footer.
She's had three really good looks, both two, the first two off the rim, that one down the middle.
It was perfect. That shot by Bettinger, dead center. Little rim going in, but the two-pointer gives Anna a 6-2 margin. Here's a long three try by Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. It was a good look. She was left available, missed it off the flange. Rebound tied up. Long rebound, scramble for it, top of the key. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers.
That was one heck of a hustle play by Cameron Elkert that time. She came out of nowhere to tie that rebound up.
You're right, Chuck. Otherwise, Anna might have been off and running with a fast break the other way. But Cameron salvaged the possession for Jackson Center, and then the Tigers promptly throw it away out of bounds. Minute 23 to go in the first, 6-4, Anna up two. Rockets got a nice field goal last time down the floor by Bettinger. A foul line jumper for which Anna worked very hard. Bettinger to Avery Benzman, 25 feet away on the right. A minute 7 to go first quarter. Now the ball is circled around to the left to Hulskamp. To Barhorst, near side, Holly Boyd. Boyd angles through the top of the key, foul line. It's a teammate, right back to Boyd. 16-footer, off to the right, no good. Rebound Esser for Jackson Center. Esser scoots down the floor. Veers off into the right corner. Bounce pass to Cassie Meyer. She streaks right down the lane, all the way to the cup. No good, off the flange. Strong rebound inside. Yes! Rebound basket good for the Tigers. It was Ware who snatched the board. Went up strong, got the kick off the backboard and in, and we're tied at 6.
I think the Rockets have a little hangover from their game on Tuesday night.
I would agree. A little sluggish. Well, it's an add-on chance here for Ware. She was pounded on the wrist as she laid in the rebound goal. Tied up at 6, 37.7 to go first period. Anna Rockets have used Kristen Grimes already in this game off the bench, a 5'7 senior. Ware for the three-point play in the lead. Swish on the foul shot. 7-6, Jackson Center. Half minute remaining, opening quarter. Benjamin flies down the floor for Anna. Gives it up on the arc to Grimes. Grimes dribbling, near side pass to Bettinger. Is wide, off her hand, goes into the Tiger bench. Jackson center ball. And I would agree with you wholeheartedly, Chuck. In fact, the hangover has set in on Anna at this point. A six-point first quarter for the Anna Rockets. Anna used to averaging about 14 points a period. Here in backcourt is Meyer. Oh, it's swiped. What a steal by Benjamin for the Rockets. Took it right away and bolted down the floor the last 40 feet and laid it through.
I said this Tuesday, I'll say it again tonight. You cannot cross over in front of her, and they just did it again.
And guess what? Jackson Center tried it once more. Benjamin with another theft down the floor, barging toward the basket. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Hulskamp, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. 8-7. Rockets with the ball, leading by a point. 5.3 remaining in the first quarter. Up two big turnovers, but Jackson Center, last half minute of the first period. Anna with a chance now for a three-point lead at the end of the quarter. Inbounded to Grimes, 15-footer deflected, knocked out to Avery Benjamin, who shoots short at the buzzer. Anna 8, Jackson Center 1. We've played a quarter here at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Anna, Shelby County League girls basketball. The Rockets lead the Tigers from Jackson Center 8-7. We start play in the second. Avery Benjamin with what, Chuck, three field goals in that first quarter?
Yep, she's got six of the eight.
Here's Anna attacking left side of the floor. Grimes dumps it down to Hulskamp. Smothered by Jackson Center, goes out of bounds. Anna will play in, Bettinger right of the goal, looking. Claire Spicer on the court now. It goes to Hulskamp. Mid-post area, awkward shot. Backboard rim, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, collision. Or I should say rebound Anna, foul against the Tigers. Anna retains it once more. Barhorse back in for Grimes for the Anna Rockets. Anna having difficulty getting scoring from anybody, but Avery Benjamin, who as Chuck noted, has got three of the four field goals. Here's Barhorse catching the inbounds pass. She glides through the lane. Good look right in front. One-hander hit the rim, kicked away. Jackson Center's got the rebound. Esser down the floor, circles, top of the key. Esser hanging onto the ball. Gave it up to Pauline Meyer, who dealt it right back to Peyton. Minute gone, second quarter. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane by Esser. A looper short. She didn't get enough on that one. Rebound yanked down by Hulskamp of Anna. Quickly to Bettinger in the left corner. Baseline drive. Spins back out. Good defense by Jackson Center. Elkert got a paw on it and drove it out of bounds. 6:53 to go, second period. 8-7, Anna in the lead. Well, at this pace, Chuck, 40 points or about that will win this game. Jackson Center won a game like this between the two last year, 43-40. Good inbound play by Anna. Spicer right in front. 8-foot baby jumper went in and out on her, and Jackson Center gobbled up the rebound. Quickly down the floor. Here's a three-pointer. Cameron Elkert, the 5'6 junior, threw one up short. rebound near sideline and a bench out of bounds off the Tigers' last.
I think they, is that what they call it? I thought they called a foul on Meyer, Cassie Meyer.
Scoreboard reads a foul on Cassie Meyer. Don't know if that was a previous call or not. Anna with the ball, forecourt right. Barhorst to Huelskamp, 8-7 Anna. Good ball rotation. Barhorst had it momentarily in position to score, lost it. Flipped it outside to Bettinger. Inside the arc she is, and her 17-footer is perfect. Sarah Bettinger, two baskets. Avery Bensman, three baskets. Compiling Anna's 10. 10-7 Rockets, 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Jackson Center with the ball out high. It's Esser being shaded by Barhorst. Near side to Cameron Elkert. Back on the play to Esser. She's a good 30 feet away from the goal. Drives to the foul line now. Gives to Ware, left side of the floor, to Elkert on top. Nicole Foate out for Jackson Center. Ankle injury. She's missed a week. Will miss maybe another week. She leads the club in scoring this year, 14 points a game. And Jackson Center gets bottled up in the lane. And here's a pass going back outside on the perimeter. And it rolls over the timeline. That's a violation into backcourt and a possession coming this way.
They're just trying to run their offense from way too far out. They're very, very perimeter oriented. And when they get into the lane, they're getting their shots blocked.
Bettinger to Huelskamp. Huelskamp dribbles top of the key. Timeout called. It's a half-minute break down on the floor. Each coach, Doug Martin, Anna, Scott Dosick, Jackson Center, trying to figure out his team's offense and get it pepped up and going.
Yeah, neither team is running their offense very well right now.
10-7, Anna up three. 2.5 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Diversity and excellence both describe Wells Brothers, Inc. and Anna on Shuey Drive, west of I-75 at the Route 119 exit. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Wells Brothers has now grown to span 8 separate divisions. For your business, superior services provided by Wells Brothers are material flow solutions, process piping, industrial construction, including electrical, plumbing, and HVAC work. On the web at wellsbrothers.com, Wells Brothers in Anna, which is the home of the Rockets, and Top Flight service from Wells Brothers, Inc. Anna inbounds after the timeout, and guess what? Go to Avery Bensman if you want 2 points in a hurry, and she just drove the basket from 35 feet away, steered her way toward the rim, banked it home on the run, and Anna's got its biggest lead, 5, at 12-7.
Reese was too upright that time defensively, and if you're guarding Bensman, you better be ready to move your feet.
Jackson Center outside the arc, left flank, Cassie Meyer, long three try, overshoots, no good. Rebounding, volleyballed around several times in the lane, and Anna comes out of there with it. Huelskamp down the floor to Bensman, baseline right to Barhorst, twisting, turning, missed the shot, a lot of contact though, and she earns 2 at the stripe. And right away after the Anna timeout, Chuck Rockets coming out with more energy.
Well, I'm sure they had a little chat with Coach Martin.
2 free throws, Barhorst the first, hits the back of the rim, way up in the air, comes down, hits the rim again, and bounces off. Second free throw, Nicole, it curls in and out. Rebound, Clark of Jackson Center, the 6'2 sophomore. Gives it off to Esser, ahead to Kennedy Reese. Right side, Cassie Meyer. Now Reese, 25 feet away. Meyer in the right corner. Set, shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish, she's got it. Fine form in that jumper by Cassie Meyer.
Well, she definitely has the range to shoot the three.
I'd give her the green light on that one every trip down. A lot of space, plenty of clearance, no one close by. And she was able to drop that one in dead center. 12-10, Anna Batu with the ball. Avery Bensman tries a three-pointer from the left wing. It is around and out, no good. Rebound is off the foot of an Anna player. Jackson Center's ball. Anna Rockets have Barhorst on the floor now, along with Spicer. Mindy Schmidtmeyer has checked in, a 5'11 senior. Peyton Esser drives, left side of the lane, hands off to Ware for Jackson Center. Out back to Reese. Now Cassie Meyer back to Reese. She hoists up a bomb. 25-footer, hit the rim, ricocheted to the corner. Avery Benzman tracked it down. There she goes, on the loose, scampering down the floor, driving layup is good.
Is it too early to give her the Clancy's player of the game?
Avery Benzman is like the, what, Energizer Bunny.
She is terrific. Her energy, I've never seen it down.
14-10, Anna with a four-point lead. Jackson Center works it beneath the rim to Cassie Meyer, drops it off right in front to Kristen Ware. Her shot's off the back of the iron. The rebound knocked away to Barhorst. Down the floor to Bettinger. A right corner jumper inside the arc. Bullseye, but Bettinger.
There's a not so quick on the Clancy's play of the game.
Second straight good game for Sarah. Anna up six now. 2:53 to go second quarter. Timeout called. 16-10 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus Country Living in Style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
With 2 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the second quarter, Anna Rockets lead the Jackson Center Tigers 16-10. And girls, Shelby County League basketball tonight, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center with possession. Kennedy Reese, the 5'5 sophomore guard, gives to Cassie Meyer in the right corner. Ball worked quickly, fed inside to Clark. Knocked away by Anna. Loose ball picked up by the Rockets. Quickly down the floor, Benzman hits the driving Bettinger for the layup. Oh, what a quick 3-on-2 break by Anna. Rockets in transition scoring to push the lead out to 8. 18-10, 2:19 to go, second period. Jackson Center challenged running its offense at the moment. Cassie Meyer in the right corner skips it near side to Esser. Esser behind the arc. Fine assist cross-court by Meyer. Esser shot strong. Rebound, though, by the Tigers, who rotate it right back to Esser in the left corner again. Esser gave it up, got it back, nearly shot it, thinks about it, goes baseline, slices through the lane, running one-hander, banked it wide, no good, rebound to Anna. Barhorst, long chest pass down the floor to Bettinger, open look, 15-footer, in again, Sarah Bettinger, red hot, she cans another jumper.
All 20 points by Benzman and Bettinger.
Are they split right down the middle, 10
each? Yep.
Here is Jackson Center, forecourt, in the right corner. It's thrown on the play to Pauline Meyer. Anna got a piece of it, hit Pauline last, went out of bounds. Minute 31 to go in the first half. Anna starting to play with more verve. And the Rockets have sprung to a 10-point cushion, 20-10. Here's Bettinger again, right corner, took the pass from a teammate, Schmidtmeyer, and lofted in a 17-footer. Sarah Bettinger is on fire right now.
She's pointing at me when I already gave the Clancy's to Benzman.
She told Chuck McBee, hey, not too soon now. Don't be too quick on that call. Jackson Center is fouled 20 feet from the basket. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers with a minute 5 to go in the first half.
That could be the only thing that slows Sarah down. She got her second foul.
10 points in a row by Anna, which led 12-10. After a three-pointer by Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center, the Rockets have reeled off 10 in succession in the last 2.5 minutes. Jackson Center needs a bucket or two before the half closes. 55 seconds to go. Pauline Meyer and Peyton Esser play pitch and catch on the arc. Deep right corner, Cameron Elkert. Elkert handles, gives it up, gets it back. Cameron dribbling. Throws cross court, intended for Pauline Meyer, nearly walked, gave it to Cassie, She sizes up a three, missed it off the back rim. Long rebound to Esser. Esser dives into the lane, left it short. Another offensive rebound, though, by Jackson Center. 25 seconds to go in the half. Right side, Esser. Foul line, scoring up is Clark. Twisting, turning. She traveled. Shot was blocked anyway. Good D by Barhorst. Turnover, it goes to Anna.
I know she traveled, but that was actually a pretty nice move.
It was.
She just drug the pivot foot down when she started to make her move.
Rockets harassing half-court defense, mystifying Jackson Center all of this first half. Tigers, without Nicole Thoth tonight, have only 10 points. 14 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Holly Boyd, 30 feet away for Anna. She gave up her dribble, needs to find a teammate. It goes to Avery. 6 seconds to go. Around the screen. Oh, nice pick and roll of Heelscamp. She powers to the rim. Can't get it to fall, but she's nailed on the forearm while shooting with 2.7 left. Good two-person game on the far side of the floor between Avery Benzman of Anna and the Rockets' Macy Heelscamp, who shoots two. And she drills the first free throw. 23-10, Anna. That's the first point scored by a Rocket other than Bettinger or Benzman.
It is.
Both shots in for Heelscamp. 24-10, Jackson Center inbounding to midcourt. Esser running, shooting, 50-footer, hit the rim. It was straight on, nearly made it. Would that have counted for 4 or 5 points instead of three?
Should have, but it wouldn't have.
What a try, though, by Peyton Esser. Boy, she flung that one from a long way. It was beyond the capital A, the Rockets logo at center court. But it hit the front rim and bounced to the hardwood. And the first half closes out. Anna on top by a 24-10 count. This was a 12-10 game with about 3:40 left in the first half. Anna led by just two. And then Anna doubled its output the remainder of the second quarter and spurted to a 24-10 halftime bulge. Up next in a moment, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Seen it play tonight, Anna, Shelby County League girls basketball. Rockets lead the Tigers by 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
And welcome back to Anna High School. Lady Rockets 24, Jackson Center Tigers 10 here at the halftime break. As I mentioned, it was a 12-10 game beyond the midway point of the second quarter. And then Anna, after a timeout, spurted 14-point cushion here at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. It has been a Benzman Bettinger dominated first half by the green and white.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you look at it, Jackson Center has a 13-10 rebounding advantage, 6-1 on the offensive boards. How do you counteract that? You turn the ball over 10 times, and Ann only turned it over twice. 2-4 from the free throw line for the Rockets, 1-3 for Jackson Center. Individual scoring for Jackson Center, it's 5 for Cassie Meyer, 3 for Kristen Ware, and 2 for Olivia Clark. Nothing out of Peyton Esser and nothing out of Pauline Meyer. They need to get those two young ladies scoring in the second half. They want to have a chance. Sarah Bettinger led Anna with 12, 10 for Benzman, and then Macy Huelskamp ruined the show with by hitting a couple of free throws there at the end. They scored 8 and 16 for 24. Jackson Center scored 7, only 3 on the Cassie Meyer 3. They're down 24-10 at the half.
Now, what did Bettinger have for Anna in the game Tuesday against Minster, Chuck? I know Benzman played very well, too.
Well, she had 13, and she was the Clancy's player of the game, so we're going to fatten the girl up if she keeps playing like this.
Right. Anna Rockets with a productive 16-point second quarter to eclipse their normal output per quarter, which is about 14. Outstanding second period, outscoring the Jackson Center Tigers 16-3 in that second 8 minutes. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Lady Rockets 24, Lady Tigers 10 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't miss out on big savings on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture. That's Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue, the home of Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. Great savings all the time. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promoting student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' basketball games, LaCal Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each school. Tonight, Macy Huelskamp, a sophomore at Anna, daughter of Chad and Tanya Huelskamp, 3.9 GPA, participates in SAD, French Club, FFA. Just a sophomore, undecided about which university she'll choose. She'd like to study in the medical field. For the Jackson Center Tigers, under the spotlight is Nicole Fote, a senior, not playing tonight because of an ankle injury. She holds a 4.0 GPA, daughter of Dale and Laura Fote. Takes part in track, the discus, the shot put, high jump, long jump. Also participates in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Organization, academia, Spanish club, art club. She'll study at Wright State and pursue mechanical engineering. Macy Yulescamp, a sophomore at Anna. Nicole Foda, senior at Jackson Center. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to aid small businesses. Adam Rice provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service. He's prompt, always on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Seconds away from the start of the second half, Jackson Center needs to make up 14 points, down 24-10. Jackson Center was beaten on Monday by Minster by a score of 42-27. Played Minster pretty close through the first half. Jackson Center now running into the meat of its schedule. Having started basketball a couple weeks late, Tigers still have a couple dates remaining with Fort Loramie. Also an upcoming game with New Knoxville in Shelby County League, or I should say in a MAC opponent like Minster. And tonight, and one more game against Anna. Here's Jackson Center starting the second half very well. Nice inside throw to Olivia Clark, and she gets it to go from point-blank range.
That was the best ball movement they've had against that zone all night.
And you can bet head coach Scott Nosek and his players talked about pushing that ball to the post to Clark, who is 6 feet 2 inches tall. And here's Clark on a takeaway at the other end. Anna tried to throw a short pass in the post, and Clark, he yanked it right off the fingertips of Yulescamp. A minute gone, third quarter, 24-12 in favor of Anna. Here's a bounce pass by Cassie Meyer, baseline right to Esser. 15-footer clangs off the iron. Jackson Center gets yet another long offensive rebound. Esser, foul stripe on the arc to Kennedy Reese. Shot fake in the corner to Pauline Meyer. To Reese, straight away Cassie Meyer, jumping, shooting a little short. Caught the lip of the rim, hit the backboard, came off to Macy Yulescamp. Yulescamp for Anna. Down the floor to Boyd. Near center court, it goes to Avery Benzman, coming out to catch as Yulescamp looks for Boyd. Back door, there she is. Driving layup, yes. What an assist. Yulescamp to Boyd, who nails two. 26-12. Anna in the lead by 14 again. Here is Jackson Center off and running. It's Peyton Esser trying to explode around Avery Benzman, who reached up on the shot, got some leather, but maybe tagged her on the hand as well. It's a foul called.
I know Avery didn't believe that. Looked like a pretty good block from our vantage. We're kind of looking down, which gives us an advantage.
It was close indeed. Two free throws by Esser. No good off the back flange. I mentioned that New Knoxville is a MAC opponent coming up for Jackson Center, which played Minster from the MAC this past Monday. Also around the corner on January 23rd, Jackson Center goes to Versailles. Two dates remaining with Fort Loramie, one more game with Anna. So clearly the Jackson Center Tigers are in the thick of their schedule this year. Also one more encounter at Rushi, a team which beat Jackson Center on the Tigers' floor. Here's an outside jump shot by Hilskamp, a step behind the arc. It is no good. Hit the rim, baseline left, rebound. Esther for Jackson Center, but she had a toe out of bounds. As Mr. Cooley, the referee, detected that. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Bettinger inbounds. Nice steal by Jackson Center. Good hustle play by Pauline Meyer. Then she's flattened to the floor. Foul Anna. Jackson Center will bring it down.
Yeah, that's the third foul on Bensman.
Avery with three. Ball looped into play by Cassie Meyer to Esther. Down the floor to Reese. Sizes up a three. Hurdles it toward the rim. Strong. No good. Rebound Grimes of Anna. She darts down the floor. Right wing pass to Bettinger. Contact. Ball is fumbled out of bounds. Jackson Center got a fist on it. And the Rockets will throw it in. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Bensman sits for Anna. Boyd, Grimes, Barhorst, Bettinger, Hilskamp on the court. Oh, here's Bettinger. Nice inbounds feed to Hilskamp. Low on the right. Shot fake up and under. Strong for two.
She is a strong basketball player when she gets it down on the block.
28-13 in favor of Anna. On the arc, Esther dribbles for Jackson Center. Pulls up, foul line extended right. Now to Meyer in the right corner around Bettinger. Baseline, lays it up short. No good. Not enough oomph on it. And Boyd scrapes it off the hardwood for Anna. She scurries to the timeline. Right wing to Grimes. Right quarter, Bettinger. 5:05 to go, third quarter, 28-13, Anna. Grimes near midcourt, retreats, picks up her dribble, needs assistance, and avoiding the five-second call is the Anna bench, which gets a 30-second timeout. Rockets up 15 on scores.broadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Anna led 24-10 at the half. It's 28-13 Rockets. Midcourt, Holly Boyd with the ball picked up by Kennedy Reese of Jackson Center. Outside the arc on the right to Hilskamp. Bettinger, Hilskamp, Barhorst. Left side Grimes. Fakes right, goes left. Tries to beat Reese to the rack. Laid it up short. Reese got a piece of the wrist. Nicked her on the arm. Two free throws coming for Grimes for Anna as the Rockets cleared out for her. I said Grimes. I should have said Boyd, who took it strong to the basket. Free throw, Holly Swish. 29-13 as Holly Boyd records a free throw made. Kennedy Reese out. Cameron Elkert in for Jackson Center. Second shot, Boyd, after dipping the knees, right on target. 30-13 in favor of Anna. This was a 10-7 game in favor of Anna with about 4.5 minutes gone in the second quarter, and then the Rockets really took off. Clock down to 4.5 to go, third period. Cassie Meyer, left side, Cameron Elkert for the Tigers. She looks inside for Clark. Rotated near side of the floor for Esser. Right back to Cassie Meyer, and she slapped across the face as Boyd went for the intercept, accidentally tagged the Jackson Center player up high. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers on the far side. Meyer to Esser. Right back to Cassie. Shot fake. Left corner, Cameron Elkert. And she hoists up a three from there. It is short. Rebound jerked off the glass by Barhorst. Defender on her back. It's Cassie Meyer. Foul against the Tigers. Common personal. 4:10 remaining third quarter. Boy, Jackson Center Tigers need 4 or 5 stops and 4 or 5 straight field goals to carve into this Anna lead and get right back into this game. Anna Rockets with a new performer on the floor right now, Abby Gaydosh, 5'9 sophomore, very good player on the hardwood now. Rotated near side to Yilskamp. Fakes right, goes left, beats the defender to the basket. Clark laid a hand on her, foul during the drive. Ball out of bounds to Anna. Olivia Clark is out. Kristen Ware back in for Jackson Center. Ball lob, foul line to Barhorst. Veers to the right. Passes into the post to Yilskamp. Right in front. Gets a five-footer to fall. It hit the back rim. Hung. Kerplunk. It went in. 32-13. Anna with a 19-point advantage. 3.5 to go third quarter. Here's Pauline Meyer on the arc, lobbing down inside to Ware. She's sandwiched by two Anna players, and it's batted free. Here's Anna quickly down the floor. Rockets lose it in the lane. Off Barhorst. Ware's got it for Jackson Center. Tries to get it to a teammate. Does. It's Cassie Meyer. 2-on-2. Meyer pulls up. Foul line. Swish. Good-looking play by Cassie Meyer. She came out of the stack at the other end with the ball and scurried down the floor. Stop shot right at the foul line. Dead center. 32-15. And up 17. Gadosh at midcourt for the Rockets. Check very closely on the play by Esser, and a foul is whistled. 32-15 in favor of Anna. Biggest lead was 19 just a moment ago. Spicer in for the Anna Rockets. And coming off the floor for Anna is Kristen Grimes. Bettinger to Hulskamp out high. Back to Bettinger, near side Gadosh. Gadosh bounce pass left corner, broken up by Ware. Ware punched it into the first row. Inbounding Bettinger for Anna. 2.5 left, third quarter. Hits Gadosh, who drives to the foul line. Blocked by Esser from the side. Peyton comes away with it. Whistle, and Peyton is called for a slap down. Looked like that might have been a pretty good block and takeaway. Gadosh at the stripe for two for Anna. 2:36 to go here in the third quarter. Free throw, yes. Reese in for Esser for the Jackson Center Tigers. Also coming in, Vanessa Winter, 5'9 junior for Jackson Center. We've noted a few juniors, Cassie Meyer, Vanessa Winter, Kristen Ware. All back on the volleyball team next year. Cameron Elkert as well. Second free throw good by Anna, which leads it by a 34-15 count. Quick three, other end of the court. Cassie Meyer, Jackson Center short. Another long rebound deflected out to Reese. Tigers still have it. Right corner, Vanessa Winter. Rotated around, left side of the floor, now to Elkert, looks inside for Ware, can't find her. Now Cassie Meyer, 25 feet away, top of the key, to Reese, right corner Winter. Reese steps inside the arc, hands it back to Winter in the corner, minute 55 to go here in the third. Deflected pass by Barhorst, she kicks it into backcourt, and it rolls out of bounds. With a minute 52 to go in the third, and Anna up 19, 34-15. Huge spurt by the Rockets in that second quarter of play, during which they outscored Jackson Center 16-3. The difference in this game tonight. Elkert has a fine look in the left corner, launches it short, no good. Rebound skipped to the weak side, and it's tracked down on the play by Bettinger of Anna. Up the floor to Gadosh, guarding closely is Reese, who fouls with a minute 30 to go here in the third quarter. Looks now like, Chuck, the officials are calling it as closely as the Big Ten.
Yeah, that was a little tight, but I mean, she did bump her, so you can't really argue with the call, but it's a 19-point lead.
Barhorst to Gadosh to Bettinger in the top of the key. Sarah whips it to Barhorst in the right corner. Dumps it down inside to Spicer, who works around Winter, or I should say Cassie Meyer, and makes the short bank shot. Nice effort, McClaire Spicer. Good move on her tippy toes. She moved into position and banked it in there. 36-15, Anna. A minute to go in the third. In the post is Ware on the arc to Winter. Long three-pointer hit the rim. Top of the backboard, came down, hit the rim again. Rebound shot where? Too much on it. Comes down to Anna. Gaydosh in backcourt. Chest pass to Bettinger. Shot fake, goes baseline. Back out to Gaydosh in the top of the key, picked up by Reese. 35 seconds left in the third. Bettinger, right wing, dribbles once. Ball thrown into the post to Spicer. Creates space, positions, missed the five-footer. Rebound, Uhlskamp, in and out. Jackson Center's got it with 22 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Cassie Meyer spurting down the floor. Pulls up inside the foul line. In and out, tough break on the 14-footer. Anna with the carom. Gaydosh storms down the floor, dragged the pivot foot as she tried to stop outside the circle. With 9.9 to go here in the third quarter, Anna leading at 36-15.
Well, when Gaydosh came into the game, I thought maybe Jackson was going to have a chance to put a little pressure on. She plays a pretty nice point guard for a sophomore.
It sure does. Rockets don't lose much at all in ball handling when she's out there. In fact, they don't lose a thing. Here's an inside post play. Turnaround shot, Clark at Jackson Center just before the buzzer. It's a little hard. Rebound to Anna, and the period finishes. 36-15 Anna at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jackson Center Tigers with 15 points in three quarters. Orange and black difficulty scoring tonight. It's a team which seems, Chuck, year in, year out, to get much better in that month of February and always turns in a quality tournament game or two. Keep in mind, Jackson Center is 7-3, but the Tigers are in a very difficult stretch of their schedule right now. Anna opens the third quarter inside post play to Bettinger, and she is pounded from behind, fouled. She goes to the stripe for two and calmly sinks it. She is a marksman.
I'll tell you what, I mean, I've always kind of liked her game, but she has turned into quite an offensive threat.
Yep, she's got a very good shot. Missed that second free throw after making the first. I said she was a marksman too soon.
Even marksmen miss every once in a while.
She's a markswoman. 7:30 left to go in the game. 37-15, Anna in the lead, but 22. Cameron Elkert, near side pass to Peyton Esser for Jackson Center. Goes to Cassie Meyer in the top of the key. Back to Peyton on the arc. She tries to cut toward the lane. Body foul committed by Anna. 43 seconds gone, fourth quarter, 37-15 Rockets. Jackson Center entering, baseline right. Cassie Meyer looks. Lobs out back to Winner. Right side pass to Esser. Right corner to Clark. The 6'2 sophomore feeds it cross court to Cameron Elkert. Elkert hangs on. Gives it right back to Esser. Right corner, Winner. Jackson Center trying to overload this side of the floor. Cassie Meyer's got it at the top of the key. Good-looking jump shot from there. Bingo! She's got it. Swish. 18-footer Cassie Meyer. Good stroke on that shot. Fine form.
She is a good shooter. But Jackson Center, they attack the zone by just passing on the perimeter. They're not putting the ball on the floor, making them play defense.
37-17. Anna Batwenty, bar horse straight away for Anna. A three ball from there, soft touch, front rim, backboard, it trickles in. Nicole Barhorst, feather-like touch on that shot. It hit iron, caught the glass and fell through. Elkert counters for Jackson Center. Three-pointer wide left. Again, a long rebound offensively for Jackson Center after the missed three. 2 minutes gone in the third. Elkert inside to Clark. Might have been fouled. Double team, triple team. Puts it on the floor. Ducks under. Might have gotten away with a walk and makes it around Spicer.
That was not artistic, but it's 2 points.
The 6'2 player, Olivia Clark, got it done for the Tigers. 40-19. 5:48 to go, fourth quarter. Right side of the floor, Clark guarding Spicer. Hammers that ball out of bounds. Anna will throw in Bettinger in front of the Anna crowd. Winner coming out for Jackson Center. Reese back in. Elkert out. Paulie Meyer back in for head coach Scott Dosick's team. Kristen Ware back on the floor for Peyton Esser. Bettinger inbounding, gives it up to Avery Bensman. Avery hot early in this game. Hadn't scored in a while. Of course, others have picked up the slack. Bettinger, Huelskamp, 25 feet away. Lobs down inside for Spicer. On her backside, foul committed by Jackson Center. In the act of shooting was Claire, and she's got two free throws coming. Maybe not in the act of shooting. Could be one and one instead. 5:35 to go in the game. Shot by Spicer, up and in. Moot point now as to whether it was a one and one or a two-shotter. Second free throw, Claire. Bends the knees. Bullseye, she hits. 42-19. Anna in the lead. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center, forecourt right, Meyer. To Reese. Kennedy Reese, 25 feet away, goes to Pauline, to Cassie. Cassie Meyer outside the arc. Anna's defense, the zone, giving Jackson Center some trouble. He goes in the middle to Clark. Clark back out to Cassie Meyer on the arc, jumping, shooting a long one, too long. Again, a lengthy rebound to Jackson Center, right back to Cassie. Left side to Reese. Left corner, Kristen Ware. 4:52 to go in the fourth quarter. 42-19, Anna. Tigers against the zone, goes to Clark. On the arc to Esser, or I should say Pauline Meyer, gives it to Cassie, right back to Pauline. Kennedy Reese outside the arc, left flank. Straight away, Cassie Meyer. She starts to drive, pulls up from 16, lets it fly, swish again. I tell you what, for my money, Cassie Meyer can shoot it all night long.
Well, she did a good job of taking it into the defense and making them play some defense.
Here's Avery Bensman, midcourt for Anna, turning it over. And the Tigers get it back. 42-21, Anna. 4:25 left. Well, from what we've seen tonight, Chuck, Cassie Meyer shoots it well enough to be a far better than 8 points a game scorer, that's for certain. Here's Cassie, shot fake on the arc, foul line, good dump down pass low. Ware beneath the rim, blocked by Anna, no foul call, taken away by the Rockets. Spurting down the floor, Avery Bensman. Leaves it for Huelskamp, right baseline, jump shot, yes, well done.
They have so many weapons offensively. I mean, in any given night, four or five girls can get you double figures.
How about the vision right there by Avery Bensman as she probed the middle of the floor, and she knew she had Macy open baseline and gave her a no-look pass. In went the shot. Quick trigger, Jackson Center on the three. It caroms off the rim, and it goes skyborne over the backboard. Anna will bring it down the floor. Up 44-21, 3:46 left here in the fourth. Bensman dribbling timeline, picked up by Kennedy Reese. High pick from Huelskamp, who rolls. Near side to Bettinger, bobbled it, got it back. Being hounded by Pauline Meyer is Sarah. Got a Bensman, right side to Huelskamp. Looks for Spicer in the middle. Bettinger, top of the key, foul line. Barhorst, right side of the floor, straddling the arc. Missed it, no good. And Clark goes at it on the inside, trying to pull the rebound away from Huelskamp. It's ruled that the two knotted each other up, and the arrow favors Jackson Center. 3:18 left in the fourth, 44-21. Anna in the lead by 23. Esser, crossover dribble. Hands behind her to Ware. Elkert's got it, 30 feet away for Jackson Center. Cameron, the 5'6 junior, goes to the post. Right back out to Cameron. Here's a three-pointer, no good off the rim. Rebound Esser. Good dish off down inside to Ware. Shot deflected, though. Spicer snatches it for Anna. Backcourt to Benzman. She strolls down the floor, finds an open player. Hilskamp coming in from the right wing. Benzman spotted her. Zipped a pass to her. Rest is history. Hilskamp laid it in. One more assist for Avery Benzman. Nicely done once again. Poke away by Bettinger of Anna to Benzman. Three on one break. Hand off to Hilskamp. Foul called as Avery hit the deck.
She gets up smiling. Boy, she went down hard.
Sure did. And she said, nothing will dent my hard noggin as she popped right up and strolled to the foul line. Avery Ames, 2-1-1 it's called, around and out to the right, rebound taken down by Jackson Center. 2:26 left in the fourth, Anna up at 25. On the arc, it's Esser for Jackson Center, cross court to Elkert. Baseline left, it's Pauline Meyer, shooting a lot of rim, rolling around and going in. Pauline Meyer for a deuce, 46-23, Anna leads, just over two to play in the fourth. Bettinger on the arc for Anna. Looks for help. Goes near side to Benzman. Benzman at the Rockets logo at midcourt. Dribbles. Goes right side to Bettinger. Or I should say Nicole Barhorst to hit. And hits the cutting Bettinger. She catches down the right side of the lane. All by her lonesome. Lays it in. Assist Barhorst. Bettinger concluded the play with the goal. 48-23 in favor of Anna. Here's Clark. Low post left. Tried to shoot it or dump it off to Ware. It was smothered by Anna, which knocks it free. Then the Rockets throw it out of bounds at the other end.
Yeah, Olivia Clark has got to shoot that ball down there. Yeah. She doesn't need to look to pass it back out. She's 6'2".
Yeah, the quarters were too tight to give it up to a teammate on the other block. Timeout called, a minute 27 to go, or at least I thought a timeout was called.
No, they just subbed.
48-23, Anna in the lead. Jackson Center over the timeline. It's Cassie Meyer to Cameron Elkert, 25 feet away, back to Cassie. The zone defense by Anna has given Jackson Center tons of fits all night long. Cassie Meyer has been the only Tiger who's had some accuracy from the outside. Here's Esser navigating the lane for Jackson Center. Shot it wide to the right, off the rim. Rebound Anna, long throw to Hilskamp. Stops and pops inside the arc, around and out. Rebound off the Tigers. 52.2 to go in the fourth. 48-23 Anna. And the Rockets substitute freely now. Brooke Gadosh back on the floor, as is Holly Boyd. Ball thrown to Gadosh between the circles. Right side pass goes to Kristen Grimes, who's checked in. Near side Gadosh. Gadosh being covered up on the play by Esser of Jackson Center. Ball weaved into the post, it goes to Nicole Barhorst. Foul called, and it is against the no foul.
Called a travel.
Travel against Jackson Center, which came away with it. But the Tigers didn't get their feet down in time. Mindy Schmidtmeyer has checked in now for Jackson Center as well. Here's a long outside jump shot by Gadosh. No good, wide right. Loose ball, rebound, foul against Jackson Center. Anna's Holly Boyd is at the charity stripe with two free throws. 29.6 left in the fourth quarter. Shot by Boyd short. Jackson Center Tigers next play Fort Loramie on Saturday. We'll have that game for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Meanwhile, Anna plays at Bodkins on Saturday. Boyd misses one, makes one. Jackson Center's Meyer over the timeline, angles to the right. Bounce pass deep right corner to Winner. Winner goes baseline, feeds to Ware in the post. Not handled. Anna gets the basketball. Streaking is Grimes. Missed it in the lane. Boyd's rebound shot no good. 8 seconds remaining, and the Tigers have got it. Cassie Meyer to midcourt. Outside the arc, gives it up to a teammate. Jump shot by Winter, foul line, no good, and the buzzer sounds, and that's it. The Anna Rockets, after a very slow start, leading only 8-7 after one, turn it on to thump Jackson Center here tonight by a score of 49-29. My mistake, I gave Jackson Center six more points than I should have.
49-23. Yeah.
49-23 is the final. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams on its walls, right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, and enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's no place quite like Brookins. In Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. 49-23, Anna, the Rockets erupted, Chuck, after a very sluggish first 8 minutes in this game.
Well, yeah, they had eight at the end of the first quarter and 41 for the rest of the game, and they took over. Their zone defense, Jackson Center never got a clue on how to attack it.
Nope.
And offensively, Anna got rolling a little bit there, especially in the second quarter where they scored 16. They played well tonight, and they won by 26 points.
Now let's take a quick timeout. We'll hear from one of our sponsors, the Bluffton University MBA program, then back with a message from Clancy's and our stars of the game. 49-23 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Well, my mistake, we gave Bluffton bonus coverage. Bluffton's pleased about that, the Bluffton University MBA program. Chuck, our Clancy stars of the game tonight, done deal. Sarah Bettinger was outstanding. So was Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center.
She was. Cassie had 11. She was the only one in double figures. She had almost half their points, 11 out of 23. She is the Clancy's player for Jackson Center. On the other side, you have 15 for Bettinger. You had 10 from Muleskamp, had a great second half.
Mm-hmm.
10 from Bensman, who had a great first half. But Sarah Bettinger, for the second time this week,
yep,
is the Clancy's player of the game for the Rockets.
She had 10 of her 15 in quarter number two as the Rockets rout Jackson Center by 26 points. Our stars of the game, Sarah Bettinger for Anna, Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fantastic, just great food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And a Rockets back on the winning beam here tonight by defeating the Jackson Center Tigers. Anna had come into the game against Minster on Tuesday with a mark of 10-0. Anna Rockets losing Tuesday, winning tonight 11-1 for Anna. Next game is at Bodkin's on Saturday, as we noted. And Jackson Center's next encounter is home against Fort Loramie on Saturday. Jackson Center Tigers, which opened the year with six straight wins, have found the going rough since. Jackson Center now 7-4, 3-2 in the Shelby County League. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight. Our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Manpower Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. The Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. The In-Between, just south of Bodkin's, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John will give you his best shot. And these Anna Community Sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Anna Rockets extremely impressive here tonight against Jackson Center, especially over the last three quarters. And it's a club to be reckoned with, not only in the Shelby County League, Chuck, but moving forward in that Division III girls tournament.
Boy, I tell you what, I mean, Avery Bensman, she is the same every time. She just goes and goes and goes. But Sarah Bettinger has become quite an offensive force for the Rockets. I talked about Macy Huelskamp. She's just terrific. Nicole Barhorst only had three tonight, and that young lady has the ability to score 15 or 20 on you any night. It's a really good basketball team with a lot of different factors that can beat you on any given night.
Balance for sure. Rockets win it by 26 here over Jackson Center. So many thanks to Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Thanks, too, to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we are at Fairlawn. Tip-off at 8, on the web at 7:40 on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi at Fairlawn, a critical Shelby County League boys game tomorrow evening. For Rhett and for Chuck, alongside Jack Kramer, saying goodnight from Anna. Final score, once again, Anna Rockets 49, Jackson Center Girls 23.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.